Hi, guys. We're here with our new podcast, Brittany Broski and Sarah Schauer.
Violating community guidelines.
Yes.
We rehearsed that.
Yes. So this is Brittany, Sarah, and this is our first podcast. This is our first podcast.
It's okay.
I know. We got it. That we've been talking about doing for a while, but we wanted it to be, you know, something that we could actually, you know, rant on and on about, you know, something, things that we like.
Yeah.
And don't like. The internet, I feel like I don't like it, but I do like it.
I feel like, for better or worse, I know a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is both my downfall and the reason why both of us have careers.
Yes. This is the old ball and chain for us.
It is.
Yeah. I truly understand marriage because it's my livelihood and I cannot leave it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Miserable, but happy.
That's life. So I'm going to read the description of our podcast, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Violating Community Guidelines, featuring Brittany Broski and Sarah Schauer,
us,
follows two internet-hardened succubabes as they explore all corners of the wild and wacky web.
That's
WWW. From firearm sales on Facebook Marketplace to AI influencers on Instagram to deepfakes on TikTok and Twitter, this podcast will have you asking, is this allowed? But more importantly, is this legal? Each week, you'll follow these two uncertified experts as they explore the shadow banned, taboo, or downright weird content you won't see on your For You page. That's a TikTok reference.
Yeah.
Not the burp, what I just said. Make sure you're alone, lock the door, put some headphones on, turn down the brightness, open a private browser, and check the user agreement because we are violating community guidelines.
Yeah! That was good.
Let's go.
We spent way too long writing that.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually a writer, and it was so sad.
It was hard. I watched her do it.
Yeah, I was looking at my computer like, it screams so bright. Words. You know, like when you were younger and you like went to summer vacation and like when you came back, you didn't know how to use a pen.
Yeah.
You just like.
Yeah. That first day of school handwriting.
Uh-huh.
That's you trying to read anything.
Yeah. Me trying to read is like trying to write with my non-dominant hand. It's so clunky and I don't look at me.
Yeah.
So our first podcast episode is.
Is Facebook Marketplace.
The internet's bazaar.
I don't know how much you guys know about Facebook Marketplace other than it exists, but do we have a world of wonder for you guys?
Yes. What is Facebook Marketplace if they don't know what it is?
Facebook Marketplace is basically where nothing good ever could happen.
Mm-hmm.
It is an online selling space.
Yes.
Similar to the likes of eBay, Craigslist, things like that, where anyone can list something for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what it is, but you can sell it.
Or if they have it.
You don't even have to physically own it.
If you have a picture of it or you can describe the concept, you can pretty much list it on Facebook Marketplace.
Yep.
Facebook Marketplace is like if you try to buy a car at gunpoint.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what are the features? But don't shoot me.
What's your Venmo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're going to give you, just bump this. We're going to give you a rundown on Facebook Marketplace, the terms of service, not really that important. You know, there's no real laws on Facebook. It's
not a single one.
No man's land. If you want to sell a firearm you stole from someone, as long as you actually have it, you can sell it.
Yeah. And then get robbed and beaten.
Yes. I wouldn't even want to sell a gun to someone who's buying a gun online.
That is really true.
I'm like, are you about to turn this around on me? Are you about to rob me with my own products?
What? Guys.
Come on.
Is this a setup?
I'm being set up. But it's pretty much cursed. And let me go over the sections of Facebook Marketplace, the categories.
Mm-hmm.
There's vehicles, which I don't know why you would want to buy a vehicle on whatever. Property rentals.
Great.
Yeah.
I can just imagine the physical assets that... that someone could be selling on Facebook Marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Apparel, classifieds, electronics, entertainment, family. So if you ever want a mom and dad, Facebook Marketplace is the place to go. And the great thing is you can probably access their photo albums.
Exactly.
You know, because you can go to the seller and be like, this is about to be my family.
Right.
Mom and dad.
Privacy settings just don't matter at all.
Yeah. Free stuff, garden and outdoor, hobbies, home goods, home improvement supplies, home sales. What's the difference between home sales and class property rentals, I guess, buy, sell?
One is, you're renting a shit-stained bathtub, and the other one is you're buying it.
You own it now.
Yes, it's yours.
This is my beringed bathtub.
Lime-stained.
musical instruments, office, sporting goods, toys and games, and then buy and sell groups.
Now, this is kind of the kicker of buy and sell groups. That's implying that someone's buying these things. Not really.
There's like investors in Facebook Marketplace.
Why?
I can't even imagine, like, that is your role. I'm just here to buy some. You got a jar of dirt and the last testament of the Bible? yes, I have $50. Where do I drive to?
Where do I sign?
Okay, so if I were to buy something on Facebook Marketplace, would you go to their house or would you just meet them in a random...
What? No.
I would not go to their house.
No. Now let's talk about what I would buy on Facebook Marketplace, yeah. Right? What is something that you're accepting the poor condition that it's in?
Oh, crap.
For me, it'd have to be like something vintage.
Yeah. I would say a juicy couture velour tracksuit because they're always sold out.
Lightly shit stained.
Yes.
Lightly soiled.
Okay, if it's gonna be the light pink velour, I would much rather it be the lightest of shit stains. If it's black or navy,
let it be soiled.
Don't even wash it. I'll come by. I'll do that myself.
It's stiff. It's starched.
All right, I'm not gonna ask you any questions. I mean, I'm a buyer, so. But yes.
What's your cash out?
Let's look. So there's a bunch of... We have a research assistant, which is really nice.
Yeah. My editor and last man, Stanley. Get up for Stanley. Thank you, guys.
He helped us find a lot of free stuff. Like the free stuff section. There's a lot of miscellaneous items. Nothing really of substance. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The free stuff on Facebook Marketplace is...
It's not of substance. They probably are substances.
Yeah. It's literally a substance.
Quite literally a lethal substance. So, okay. At what point in your life do you have to... be to sell something for free on Facebook? Just take it.
I think it's like something if it's stolen, you know, like you're trying to get rid of it, like, yeah. Someone please come by and take all these iPhones.
Yeah, used medical supplies.
Here's the thing, you know, like when they're like training cops, where they're, I feel like, you know, just going to like a Facebook Marketplace free listing would be like an easy way to like, guys, what are you selling and why are you selling it?
What are you guys selling here?
Can you explain that to these three men with notepads?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trying to learn. But yes, so our first thing that our lovely research assistant found for free stuff is a free dirt. It's free dirt. And it just says, message me if interested. $0. And it's in Chicago. So if you're from the Chicago area and you want some free dirt.
Hey, come claim this today, guys.
I know this is not a visual platform or medium. Media? Medium.
Yeah, you got it.
But it's just someone's driveway, and it seems like the end of the driveway is literally just dug up, and it's all the dirt.
That's it.
I figured, so what they probably don't want to do is rent, like, a truck that they can, like, shovel all the dirt into.
That's exactly it.
You know what? Someone out there is going to want this dirt.
This is literally, was it reverse psychology?
Yeah.
Where it's like, if I say that it's something that you could get, and it's going fast.
Yeah.
Someone would fall for it.
Dirt going fast.
Dirt going hot commodity.
If you really wanted to sell this pile of dirt to me, I would have like a friend stand in the background with like a handful of dirt. Like they're walking away like, ha, I got my dirt first. And so then now people who are like buying dirt or looking for dirt are like, it's going fast.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you ever think, well, obviously people lie online.
No.
They don't?
Oh my God. Really? Okay, yeah.
People don't
yeah.
lie. I lie online all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like a great way to sell something as useless as, like, dirt in your yard is, like, say that something super famous happened there.
Yeah.
So, like...
Someone got, like, shot... Like, what? Like, what? Like, shot? I was gonna say, like, someone got shot on dirt.
You're like, this is where, like, Bradley Cooper, like, stopped to take a piss.
Yeah.
When he was filming.
Then you take a picture of the wet dirt. Mud.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper's piss. And they'd be like, oh my God. And it's free?
That's a separate listing item. He has, like, his products listed on, like, his personal page. Yeah. It's like dirt. Wet dirt.
Dirt.
Bradley dirt.
Yeah. Lady Gaga dirt. Okay.
What's the next thing that they have for us?
I would like to discuss the weird amount of lightly shatted on or pooped on items.
Mm-hmm.
And we joked about this earlier, but it is very much not a joke. People sell
pooped on items.
Pooped on things.
But here's the thing. If you're trying to sell things in your home, you don't want to sell the things that are not shit on.
Right.
You want to sell the things that are shit on.
Yeah. There is a doo-doo kink.
Yes.
This is appeasing a lot of weirdos out there. Okay. Okay. So for the audio only listeners, we're going to do our best job at trying to explain what I'm looking at. This is a lightly shat pants is the title, selling for a hot $40. Yes.
Are they Levi's?
I know.
I feel like if they were Levi's or like some really nice jeans, I'd consider it. I'd be like, you know what? It happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
Who
These
amongst
are the apple
us-
bottom jeans, boots with the fur. They're just shat in.
It's also in Halifax, Nova Scotia. My parents got engaged there.
Are these your dad's pants?
These are my dad's. No, if they go back, they have something to look forward to. Trying to get a new pair of pants. What size are these? They don't even list the size. It says, wait, no, they are Levi's. They're 38/40s.
Oh, skinny.
I don't understand why men's jeans have like actual sizes, but if you're a woman's like jeans, like you get either like a size 8 or 24.
Yeah,
and they're the same size, and you're like, God, I hate this.
This is completely off topic, but do you remember at Kohl's the Jessica Simpson line of stuff?
No.
She had her own line of like bags, clothes. I think she even had her own perfume. And I was like 12, 13, and I remember looking at the women's section and being like, this is beauty and luxury.
Yeah.
And now I go back and I look at that stuff and I'm like, what the, like,
yeah.
Fashion is so crazy how it changes over the years.
Yeah.
Even you talking about Juicy is like, it's back.
I know.
That was good.
Oh my God, there was something in that. Sorry, listeners at home.
A little bomb
bomb? I'm nervy.
She had to chew it when it came back up.
Is that birthday cake? How long has that been in there? Yeah. No, I think I know Jessica Simpson's perfume. It actually smelled incredible. But Kohl's and what was the other one that's like Kohl's?
JCPenney. JCPenney.
Macy's. Not Marshall's.
What's the other one that's just like Kohl's?
I don't know.
Kmart.
Kmart. Yeah, exactly. Whatever happened to Kmart? Whenever you go into Kmart, it's just everything's on the floor.
Yeah.
That's like also my favorite thing about. Not Marshall's, but TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx. Oh, a liminal space, by the way.
Yeah. It's like their employees come out in the morning and they're like, instead of products being on the shelves, why not all the picture frames on the floor?
Blankets, pillows.
Yeah.
And they all have like light little child footprint dirt marks on them. And it's never discounted.
There's always one shoe and it's like, are these half off? No, you have to pay full price. But someone stole the other shoe. Also, just imagine the person who like walks out with like half a yellow boot and then like, you know, like
sells it on Facebook Marketplace.
Where's the other one? This boot is lightly shat.
Oh,
belongs on Facebook Marketplace.
That is a weird phenomenon.
Of lightly shitting something?
Yes.
Yeah. Also lightly.
Well, these are lightly shat on. There's a little dribble. There's clearly like he was. Clearly he was sitting like we are now.
Yeah.
Sharded. You can see where his asshole was, and then it dribbled. There's like a little raindrop of shit.
I think it's funny to imagine that like he lightly sharded and then he's like, all right, that's enough of these.
Spring cleaning for my closet. That's enough of these.
That's enough of that. When one door opens. That's another lightly.
Oh, that's not real. Do you think that's real?
Okay. So for all you listeners at home and on the road, my Wi-Fi is taking forever.
So this next one, again, is pants.
These are not lightly shat.
These are heavily shat.
Okay, so close your eyes if you can. Imagine some white jeans, loose fitting.
Oh, no, these are sweatpants.
White sweats.
But like the 80s sweatpants, the type that do... When
now,
you walk.
Imagine you went to a paintball arena and all they had was brown paint and
chocolate bombs.
The opposing team forced you to bend over an obstacle. And then seven of the players just shot directly into your asshole and it just dribbled down the back of your legs. Now, that is what this looks like.
It's so much darker around the crack.
The description is, it was $50. These Jesus. Are not, they're in horrible condition. Yeah. I can imagine the sweatpants normally would probably cost around $25. So I think that they thought that the poop would elevate.
Yeah, they added value.
This style.
You got to know when your goods depreciate and appreciate. Facebook Marketplace rule number one, know your worth. Yes. $45.
The description says, pants only pooped in once. Only once. And then someone managed to do this damage. Imagine, okay, if you backed over a fire hose and then got out of your car and then walked through it. Now, how drenched you would be is the same amount of drenched these pants are, but in poop.
That's so god awful.
These were pulled off of someone at a crime scene.
Yeah, someone died in these. How can someone...
Why did I laugh? We're talking about poop a lot. This is a lot for...
Yeah, I don't know what you guys expected. Hey, let's take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, It can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back
to Violating Community Guidelines.
We went, they probably just press play. Yeah. So there's like, nothing. There's nothing in between that. All right, so I genuinely want to know, like, these are all weird, grossly shit items. Mm-hmm. But are there any ethics or, like, actual laws? Or, like, because I imagine sellers, there may be, like, some sort of rules that people, like, abide by.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like it. But yeah. I'm sure that there are. And do you think, like, Facebook executives are aware that this is the status of...
Yeah. I can't even imagine what a board meeting is like. You know, like, they have an all-hands meeting. Yeah. And there's, like, you know, marketing, you know, safety. And then the marketplace group is like, okay, so record sales on lightly shit pants. And then Mark is just like, ma ha 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 ha. You're fired.
His eyes blink once at a time. His lizard tongue comes out.
Mark's like, is that optimized? So our lovely research assistant said that according to the flipping community, which is like the people who flip items, you know, like houses or pants. Facebook Marketplace is generally a bad place. So I think that we're all in agreement there that Facebook Marketplace is a nightmare.
Yeah, it's like a joke. Mm-hmm. It's like if you're actually... genuinely looking to get rid of something or sell something, like, from the goodness of your heart, you know, like, my daughter went to college and I'm selling all of her clothes, from her childhood clothes, and it's just, you go to deliver it and it's just, you get beaten and robbed
by two people dressed as Harry Potter.
Yeah,
one couldn't even be Ron. They're just both Harry. But yes, so this is one of the reasons is that they do not have buyers. Everyone on Facebook Marketplace is trying to sell.
Yeah.
It is not product-oriented compared to other successful online markets like Etsy, eBay, Amazon. Yeah, because this is just a yard sale online.
It is. That's a great descriptor.
And when you go to a yard sale, you know, these are people who just, like, get it out of my house. I wonder if there's ever been a successful Facebook Marketplace transaction. Have you guys ever had a successful Facebook Marketplace transaction? You ever bought something?
I have a story, but it's never actually been from Facebook Marketplace. It's like when I was in college, like, my college had a Facebook free and for sale. Mm-hmm. But that was more like if you genuinely want to buy something, they had to post, like, good pictures and you DM'd with them.
Yeah.
And it was like, don't come to my house, let's meet here. You know, it was like there were measures to make sure that you were being safe.
Yeah.
The general marketplace, I really feel like, has no rules. So has anyone, I genuinely want to know, like,
yes.
Comment, have you bought something from someone on Facebook and how did it go?
Like, tweet at us, reply to us on Instagram. If you have a long story, Instagram DMs is probably the best.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could tweet at us. But if you've ever had a bad experience,
please let us know. So bad.
Yeah.
Have you ever shit in something and sold it? And was it successful? How do you lightly shit something and sell it?
What's that? Like, you know, like, when people, like, make fake art and then they list it on eBay for, like, $400 and then someone actually buys it?
Yeah.
I wonder if someone's ever, like, I'm going to shit myself. And we got to stop talking about poop on the first episode.
Oh, this is just the beginning.
You know, someone's, like, using us as, like, white noise to, like, clean their kitchen. They're like, yeah, there's a lot of poop in this. Is this what I'm going to have to expect? But I was hoping to find more conversations between buyers and sellers, because I've actually tried to buy something off Facebook Marketplace, but sell something, my old mattress. Yeah. And so, like, people would DM me, is this available? Can I pick it up right now? And I was like, I'm not home. Never reply ever again.
Yep.
You know, or like, are you willing to sell this for free? And I'm like, no. And
wouldn't
then
be
never,
a sale then.
No. Can you give it to me for free and transport it to my house? No.
Think about how actually, like, if this wasn't via the internet as
yeah.
the medium of messaging, someone just walking through your front door and be like, can I have that?
Yeah.
And you being like, sure. Like, for free? Yes. That's what these people are doing.
Yeah.
Can I have that? Yeah, I guess.
Sure, take it out.
Or like, no.
No, yeah. There are there are groups between buyers and sellers, but we're not in it. It's just a lot of spam is what I'm picking up on. And also, sadly enough, we do have to talk about it actually is dangerous.
Oh,
you know?
You like, yeah. Like, that's actually not a joke. Like, if you are going to, as an ironic bit, go buy something on Facebook Marketplace and meet up with someone, maybe don't, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, there are, like, actual news reports that Nick found that are, like, person robbed at gunpoint for the object.
If you truly want this item, bring a friend, meet in a public space, and...
Bring a gun. Just kidding. Don't. Guys, come on.
Bring a tire iron.
A crowbar.
If you can't legally buy a gun yet, if you're about to meet up with someone to buy a gun, be aware that they have a gun.
That is very true.
So yeah, there's articles like Input Mag says crimes include at least 13 murders since the start of COVID-19 pandemic alone. In one instance, a 54-year-old woman was allegedly stabbed to death when she tried to pick up a cheap refrigerator she saw on Marketplace. Stories are all very similar, but the crimes have been committed directly on the platform. Like people trying to sell vaccination cards or bogus supplements.
You're kidding!
Okay, so this is going to sound weird. I would understand buying drugs from Facebook Marketplace, but
sure.
Supplements?
It's just whey protein.
I trust people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like a thing of salt. You take it and then you're like, oh, I got to.
What's going on?
I can't feel my legs. I don't know why you would buy supplements from a stranger.
Yeah, I don't know either. Okay, you said vaccine cards. That's not like someone else's.
No, yeah, that's someone like making them.
Someone forging vax cards. Is it that serious?
Yeah.
Just go get vaccinated.
Not only are you risking your life by not being vaccinated, you're about to risk your life by showing up to someone's house who sells on Facebook Marketplace.
Are we kidding?
You just want to die. But yeah, there's been a lot of murders. So guys, please show up with a friend, family member.
Or don't at all.
Don't. Or just go to a swap meet. Go to TJ Maxx. They have a lot of half-off shoes.
Or simply go to a Goodwill. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really not that deep.
It really is. So we're going to look at some cursed items now.
Yep.
We will describe in vivid detail for all the listeners at home. If you're on the highway...
Pull over.
All right, Brittany and Sarah said so. Turn your hazards on.
Parked on the side of 405.
Cops bang on your window. It's like, I'm listening to violating community guidelines. All right. So our first one is a Among Us Sussy Cheeto. It is $50. Now, if you're familiar with Among Us, it's that thing where the little guys run around and you kill each other secretly.
The space thing, the imposter.
If you know a 13-year-old boy, he'll fill you in.
You've heard the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a Cheeto that's shaped like the Among Us character. So a little guy with a big eye and two little legs.
Yeah.
And he's in Cheeto form.
And it does, I'll admit.
That does look like an Among Us Cheeto.
Pretty good.
All right, you got me there.
It's priced pretty accurately.
$50.
This is a weird thing. Oh, we've seen this like from the time that I was on iFunny as like a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Like pieces of bread
shaped like Jesus,
toasted like Jesus, or a Pringle that looks like George Washington, or like whatever. Like, what is our obsession with food that resembles something?
Oh, this looks like that's the entire concept behind like Madame Tussauds museum.
Yeah.
Oh, that kind of looks like Beyonce.
I guess if you close one eye, it's Tom Hanks.
I guess I'll pay $15 to get in to look at someone who kind of looks like Beyonce if she's been dead for 10 years. Yeah. So I do understand the concept of the sussy Cheeto, but I just imagine, you know, like a little kid's gonna get their hands on it.
Yeah.
They're just gonna run around with this little soggy Cheeto in their hand all day. Mommy.
It's, This is a weird thing because I know people buy these.
Yeah.
Like, there are things of nightly news where it's like, I bought this piece of bread that looks like Jesus. And it's like, she's proud to own it.
Yeah. And then, like, so there's, like, more, like, content for the TV show Hoarders. Because eventually when these people pass, you're going to have your bread that's toasted like Jesus.
No, it's in the will.
And your sussy Cheeto just soaked in formaldehyde. And you're like,
embalmed.
We have to donate this to Goodwill or sell it on Facebook Marketplace.
Imagine, like, you know, Beauty and the Beast, how the rose is like suspended in midair and like that glass case. It's just the Among Us sussy Cheeto.
They remake Disney Beauty and the Beast, and instead of a rose, it's just like a Cheeto that's the leg falls off.
No.
And once the final Cheeto falls, I don't know how to yell.
Cheeto,
shut up.
Cheeto.
I have a stunner. I'm trying to hold it in. Okay, our next item is actually quite funny to me, and we'll describe it to you. Anyone want to go for okay. Autographed Bible?
$150 in stock. Mm-hmm. They have multiple.
But it's not Jesus Christ's name. It just says, you go champ, God. Wait, no, it does say God.
Yeah, okay, so he did sign it.
I like that. That's funny. Like, it's, you know how Psalms is just like all like, you know, motivational like poems.
Yeah.
There's just one more in the front. You know what? When I went to church when I was younger, there's like the notes section in the back of the Bible. I thought that that's, you know, if you wrote in that, you're adding to the Bible.
Hags. And
I was like, I mean, Revelation was so inspiring. How can I follow that up?
You rate it like Letterboxd.
Yeah.
Like, Revelations was an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Could have been better.
I like Rotten Tomatoes the Bible. I do a little passage in the back. For God so loved the world, that was great.
Yeah.
But the not liking gay people, you lost me there.
Yeah. I don't know. You can get over a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm imagining, I always thought in the back of the Bible, those blank spaces were, for notes on like, not so much reviews, but like, what did you learn? But now thinking about it, what if you treated it like a yearbook?
Yeah.
Signed your crack, Brittany.
You have like, hope to see you next year, Matthew.
Yeah.
Love your shoes, Mark.
I always had a crush on you.
You know a kid named Deuteronomy? Deuteronomy? Fuck. Deuteronomy? Job?
That's just Duty. We call him Duty.
Good old Duty.
Good old Duty.
That's that guy who drives to school without a windshield. Oh, I love Duty. He's just the nicest boy.
He drives a broken golf cart to school.
He wears a football helmet.
Yeah.
I got to get to school safely.
Mm-hmm.
And so our next item.
Well, I really quick want to talk about, you're talking about messages between buyer and seller.
Yes.
I remember seeing, Lubalin on TikTok. Have you heard of him?
No.
He would make the songs about these people on Facebook or Facebook comments.
Uh-huh.
So he would, and they're like great trap beat, R&B beats. And like, they're so funny. The famous one I'm thinking of is it's on a Facebook Marketplace seller or something. I don't know if it's a group or whatever. And someone lists an item, and it's like, this is for sale, you know, DM me if interested. Well, she comments on it. It's an old grandma, of course, because old people never fucking know how to use Facebook, even though they've infiltrated it, mm-hmm. and it's all that they do. She was like, is this still available? And then the person messages back, I'm assuming later at night, and is like, yes, it is. Are you interested? She said, please stop messaging me. He's like, ma'am, you said you were interested. Please stop. Me and my husband are trying to sleep. I will call the police. Stop messaging me.
Your notifications are on so loud, it wakes you from a dead sleep.
Her getting pissed because she initiated the conversation. It's just like, I fucking hate old people.
Yeah.
I do.
Have you seen that Facebook group that's like talking like old people?
Oh, I used to be in that.
Yeah, I used to be on that too.
Where we all act like boomers.
Yeah. My son is single and looking for a wife.
Yes.
XOXO. Barbara, return my baking pan.
Where is my casserole dish?
Where's my son?
You dumb bitch, Linda. You stole my recipe. It was so good. And were you in the one that's we act like ants? No. Everyone would be like, build, find the queen. Eat, crumb.
I have not seen that one.
And then all the comments would be crumb. I love Facebook.
Let's do, which one would you like to open?
I would like to open this one that Nick has titled Cube of Meat.
Okay, so for all you listeners at home, this is called Cube of Meat. I haven't seen it, and I can only imagine it's a cube of meat.
Of meat.
Yeah. But that's pretty astute. Oh, the listing isn't available. Someone picked it up. Someone got that cube of meat.
Damn, they knew I was looking at it too.
I wonder if it was like a, you know, a cube of ham.
Yeah.
Or a cube of beef.
Marbled honey ham.
Instead of meatballs, it's meat cubes. Subway tries to switch it up.
Gross.
Why are you getting fucking spaghetti at Subway, you freak?
There's something about ham cubes that's making me a little nauseous.
Yeah. Oh. All right, do we want to look at iPhone 13 mini version?
Yeah.
All right, so like we just said, iPhone 13 mini. Oh, Jesus. All right, so I don't know how to explain this to you if you're not looking at this. So it's the iPhone 13 mini version, but you know the three cameras on the back of an iPhone, the modern iPhone? It seems to be enlarged, so now they're taking up half the phone.
Half of the back of the iPhone.
This better be HD video.
It says Facebook Marketplace in Malaysia is a whole different universe.
This doesn't even look real. I feel like this is Photoshopped.
If this was real, I'd get one.
It's so annoying when people lie online.
I've never lied online.
All right. So this is from someone's post on Twitter. It says someone is selling empty toilet paper rolls on Facebook Marketplace. 50 rolls for $50. A dollar a roll?
That's a good deal.
I know. Like when the pandemic first started, if you told me that, I'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
Remember when like the shelves just cleared out immediately?
We were wiping with Chipotle napkins.
I literally wiped my butt with, you're 17. Napkins, yep. For like, they're like happy birthday, just say you're 17.
Yeah.
And I like for 2 months
we shared them. Sarah would go to the store and be like, got a stuff to wipe with, and it was just frozen napkins.
I'm like going to businesses and getting like their cards.
Yep. Oh man,
my asshole was tore up
again talking about poop in the bathroom.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry guys.
Okay, so the listing says box of 50 clean used empty toilet paper rolls for crafting and or prepping. Wait, this is actually really crafting. People really love toilet paper rolls.
Yeah.
You can make binoculars.
Oh, that's good.
You can make a kaleidoscope.
Imagine this with those fuzzy, what are those called? The long, fuzzy, bendable things.
Oh,
pipe cleaners.
Pipe cleaners.
Yep.
But what would you do with it? What would you do with pipe cleaners?
Oh, so many things. You can make the little spectacles with them out of your binoculars.
Oh, yeah. You can make a monocle.
Yeah.
So it's just a bunch of... This is actually not that weird because I do know that people like to craft with like toilet paper rolls.
Yeah. Also, if this was posted to like a crafting group,
mm-hmm,
would make more sense.
The hashtags are women, men, gifts, special occasion, birthday, anniversary. Oh, thanks, Mom.
Oh, toilet paper rolls.
I know it's your 21st and you really want to get drunk, so here's a box of toilet paper rolls.
I hate it here. This house is a prison.
$50? You could have got me two handles. And you decided to get empty toilet paper rolls, Mom?
Jesus.
Sorry.
This is a... just a wad of pretzels.
Okay. The description says rare one-of-a-kind pretzel stick, $50,000. It is a wad of pretzels, but imagine like you went to Auntie Anne's and you asked them for like a large pretzel, and instead of turning it into the pretzel shape, they just tried to recreate the trunk of a tree.
Yeah.
And all of like the bark wraps around each other. That's what it looks like, but with salt.
This is, there's like a tape measure next to it. They're serious. Why would it ever go through your brain that like, you have to sell something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you just eat the fucking bag of pretzels and say, oh, that's a big one, and eat it?
Yeah, and it's for $50,000.
$50,000?
But it was listed in Anaheim, so it's probably... Actually, Anaheim is not a great place to live.
It's really not.
So you have to make a trip. Actually, imagine, like, you know, you're on a Disneyland trip with your mom and dad.
Yeah.
And dad's like, you know what? I saw something on Facebook Marketplace.
You gotta make a pit stop.
We're gonna make... If you want to meet Mickey, we have to buy this pretzel.
There's a disclaimer at the bottom that says, please don't contact me unless you are interested. I'm getting tons of messages. Yes, this is real. Not a joke ad. Like the way that you have to clarify.
Oh my gosh.
Take it down.
And it's 4 inches long. I like that they have the measurement.
Yeah,
they have
good.
A ruler right next to it to show that it is 4 inches.
Yeah.
That's... I don't know why you would buy this. It's a defective product. If I had just a really powerful hair dryer and three pretzels, I could recreate this like no problem.
You too can do this at home.
You too.
Right under this, there's an ad for a free church pew in Burbank.
Those are actually fairly expensive. And if it's a nice wood, you could turn that into like a picnic table.
You've thought about this.
Yeah, I'm crafty. I'm thinking about buying those empty toilet paper rolls.
Making toilet paper art with your church pew.
There's one that says dusty PS4, and PS4s are actually pretty valuable, I assume.
Yeah.
So if it works, if it turns on, I've never played a video game in my life. We've played Ratchet and Clank.
I used to love Ratchet and Clank.
I know.
Played Crash Bandicoot.
No,
Oh, all right.
I don't remember anything besides that. I did Downhill Domination, ATV Off-Road Fury. But those are all the video games that came with the PS2.
That makes sense. I love the PS2.
What's your favorite console?
Well, I'm nostalgic for the PS2 because, like, we're gamers.
No, I know. I just asked that question because, like, I figured it's the next logical question.
Sure.
But that's like asking me, like, what's your favorite type of car? I'm like, the one that I can get to work in.
Who's your favorite MMA fighter?
Oh, easy. Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah, I love Noah Miller. He does a great job. Oh,
beating the shit out of people in his weight class.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, actually.
Oh, wait, we need to describe the PS4.
Oh, we do?
Never mind, let's take a quick break.
We're going to take a quick break and come back and continue talking about Noah Miller.
Talk to you in a bit.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
All right, guys, welcome back. We took a little quick tinkle break. Oh, my God, with the potty humor. I'm so sorry.
No, it's not going to stop. So just
I know, but we're setting a precedence, you know? Like, I don't want
to... Oh, like we're going to change after this episode?
I can change, I swear.
I can't.
You're younger than me. You have time. You're 24. Your frontal lobe hasn't fully developed.
Oh, my God.
You have... Bump the mic.
Bump the mic.
You have a solid 5 months to really turn this around.
You know what? I think we got it, team.
All right. So we're going to look at a bunch of other cursed items, and definitely feel free to DM us literally on any platform. We're on all of them except Facebook,
yep.
Ironically. Well, actually, not. Facebook is a nightmare.
Yeah, I have not opened the Facebook app in years.
Yeah. I only, and like there's people like from high school who are still like wishing me happy birthday. There's like a one guy every
Give
year.
It up.
And the only thing on my wall for the past 8 years is
his birthday message.
Ronnie telling me, happy birthday, Sarah. Remember when we went to 7-Eleven and got hot dogs that one time? And I'm like, Jesus, yeah, thank you so much. But also, why?
God, I miss him every day. Hope he's all right.
I hope he's doing fine. So like we said earlier, this next item is a dusty PS4. And just going to describe it. It is covered in dust.
Jesus Christ, I didn't know what you meant.
It's...
You know when dust gets yellow?
Yeah.
This is like the prop dust when you open like an old ancient spell book and blow on it and the dust goes everywhere. It's like that type of dust.
You blow on this and a genie comes out and you get three wishes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This looks like someone placed it right beneath your dad's like saw.
Yeah.
And he just like was like chopping, like sawing wood all night. And
this
then
is
it just
the carpenter shop PS4.
Funnily, and like it'd be funny if like you like can still like everything like works just fine.
Yeah.
It's just covered in dust.
Yeah.
It's $200, so I assume it works. It better work. It's in Iowa, so Iowans...
Iowans, beware.
Mm-hmm. You could use the dust for your potatoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else is in Iowa?
Potatoes.
Corn?
Three people.
Yeah.
I think there's more people on Iowa's highways than there are in their cities.
That I would agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But Iowa, Idaho, and the other one. None of them are real.
It's a flyover state, but is it a drive-through state? You know, like, would you actually drive through Iowa?
Googling how big is Iowa.
Maybe if you went from, like, Miami to Seattle and you had to go through the middle, or for some ungodly reason you want to see, like...
I would never go through Iowa.
What are the tourist attractions in Iowa?
Iowa's pretty big.
No, it's huge.
What the hell, guys?
Sorry, we're typing as we speak. Top 12 top-rated tourist attractions in Iowa... National Mississippi River Museum. That actually could be kind of cute for otters.
There's otters?
National Czech and Slavic Museum and Library.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
When I think Czechs, I think Iowa.
Iowans.
When you're here, you're Czech. Czech, please. You can see the state capital. That's pretty self-explanatory. Yeah.
How about this one? Czechoslovakians.
Thank you.
You
know, like how in Canada and France, they like have like sister cities because they help each other during like a war.
Of course.
Maybe the Iowans sent their National Guard to help the Czechs in something.
When Czechoslovakia broke up.
This is probably like a very, I don't know if why they're there, but it, hopefully it's not serious. You can see caves, amana colonies. Oh, it's their Rag Brea. It's the largest week-long bike race.
Who cares? You guys suck in Iowa.
But actually, if there was something to do in Iowa, it's ride your bike across it, because it's almost...
Just leave.
It's so flat, you know?
This is like, I'm looking at this, it's like, oh, something, something, national monument, something, something, center.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if aliens tried to establish a quaint American town
yeah.
and tried to name it Des Moines. I know it's Des Moines.
Yeah.
But like this, it looks made up.
Yeah.
National Aquarium. No, it's not.
How did you get those fish out there? And why do you have them? You know?
Give them back.
Having an aquarium in a landlocked state is kind of cruel. They can't even, there's no chance of escape.
Yeah.
No Nemo situation where they could roll out on the highway.
Not even like a Madagascar situation.
No, they're just going to simply perish.
Yeah.
It's like those people who own birds. You own something that can fly and you keep it in a cage.
We were just talking about this in the car.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, if you own a bird, maybe go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Give the bird back and let's talk about it.
Yeah, you have recreated SeaWorld in your home.
Yeah.
You know, something that's supposed to travel hundreds of miles every day. You're like, I wonder if I just, you know, crippled it and then kept it in a small cage.
What if it sat on my shoulder and I deprived it of all of its natural instincts?
I make it poop on the weekly news.
My mom, okay, no, listen. If you own a bird, odds are, and also you run an Instagram account for it, happens.
I've never seen a pet Instagram account for a bird.
Oh, Snowy the cockatoo. There's so many cockatoos that have, it's, but this is what I was trying to say is the parents of the bird always have like 130 other animals in the home.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is my pet raccoon. This is my pet badger. And it's like, not everything has to be adopted by you.
I think they just open their back door and like whatever comes inside, they name.
I'm not kidding. Like, if you own a bird, odds are you own at least four other pets.
Mm-hmm. The only time I like weird animals like that is when they have a very normal name. Mm. Like Devin.
Marlin.
You ever met a badger named Devin?
Capybara named...
Cockatoo named Seth. Why do you have... I'm like, okay, that's weird, but also I like that. You know, because you like order a pizza and the guy's at the door and all you just hear... Shut up, Seth.
Seth. Enough.
It's my son.
Seth.
He's a chatterbox. Oh, I do like parrots, though.
Parrots
I like
cute.
That they just repeat like horrible phrases to people all the time. There's a parrot on TikTok that just like cusses out its owner because it was owned by this like shitty teenager and they gave it to a grandma. And she's just being like verbally abused by a parrot.
It's so good.
Yeah.
That famous one of the, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I remember cracking up at that when I was like 14. I was like, that's so good.
I love talking parrots.
Man, nature's so wonderful.
They're like me, but not. All right, so this next thing that we're going to look at and explain to you is called the bat...
Excuse me.
Drink some water. It's called the bad picture doll. So it's called blue or pink nightlight that changes colors. It's $6 and it's a blurry picture of Elsa. It seems to...
Wait, from a McDonald's meal.
From a McDonald's meal for $6. You know what? That's not that bad. The item doesn't look damaged. This is not that fun.
It's just like, why sell it?
I mean, you're just, you know.
Who the fuck wants this?
I would just throw it away or have a yard sale.
Seller information.
Debbie Stevens, she has 32, she's 4.5 stars.
Damn.
And she's selling a blurry picture of an Elsa nightlight from a McDonald's meal.
She's a girl boss entrepreneur.
She's swindled some people in her lifetime.
I think that girl boss culture and like, what's the male equivalent? Where they're like, rise, grind.
Oh, a LinkedIn influencer.
Yeah.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
They're so deranged.
The dudes on like YouTube and Instagram that are like, I wake up, like raw dog some whey protein.
Mm-hmm.
Then go to the gym, fucking whatever.
There for the next 5 hours.
Yeah.
Trading stocks.
Then
lifting
I
weights.
Come home, teach myself how to read. It's like... Those sort of dudes?
Yeah.
I think this is their business.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, sell things on Facebook Marketplace. Like, there can be actually no correlation between... I feel like these people on Facebook are more successful than those entrepreneur types on Instagram.
Yeah. I've never encountered those men. I've only heard of them. You know, like...
Yeah.
They're like Sasquatch. I know they're real, but I've never actually
seen
them.
They're not in the wild, yeah.
In the wild.
This takes a certain spirit to be able to get on Facebook and be like, I'm going to sell this Elsa McDonald's toy. People buy it.
But I like the confidence, you know?
Yeah.
They definitely, I don't have much to say about them, but I think you pretty much covered it, yeah.
I respect the hell out of whoever puts this stuff on Facebook.
But also, it's funny to imagine this woman waking up, rise and grind, 5 a.m., got to go to the gym for the next 4 hours and sell my Elsa nightlights.
She's just raw dogging kale. Kale salads, acai bowls, Elsa McDonald's dolls.
LuLaRoe pants, Mary Kay makeup. You know, Herbalife. Yeah. She sells it all.
MLM. high-level marketing scheme.
She owns a very successful tanning bed. Salon.
Yes!
That's this woman. So this next item that we'd like to describe is on Twitter. It's called Indiana... Well, the caption is, Indiana Facebook Marketplace does everything. In stock, 1996 Isuzu, twice, Oasis LS minivan. 4D. I don't know what the 4D is.
Four-wheel drive?
Oh, four-wheel drive. I was like... Is it in 4K?
4D. It's like a ride at Disney. Yeah. Something's like...
4D?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have like the blue and red glasses on when you drive this car.
Yeah, you knew what I was going for.
It's $1,800, 250,000 miles on it, and that's not the shocking part. The outside of the car says, God entered my body, like a body my same size. The window says, world's only Holy Ghost-filled man. World's only Holy Ghost filled man. Here's the thing. If any of you are Christian, you would know that that's a lie. You could accept the Holy Ghost into your heart and therefore everyone who has accepted the Holy Ghost.
You're not special. You're not.
If you're talking about like you guys dated,
then
yeah, you are special.
Yeah.
And I know why you want to sell this car. You guys probably hooked up in a couple times.
Yeah.
You know, so many memories.
It's nostalgic.
Yeah, it's like whenever I drive it, I like think of you.
Yeah.
You with a capital Y. But here's the thing, 250,000 miles for $1,800 is not that bad.
I mean, what does the interior of this car look like? Someone's been raptured in this car.
He's only selling it because he was raptured.
He has no need for it now.
Yeah, God asked me to move in, so you know I have to sell my stuff.
Yeah, we like got a U-Haul. Mm-hmm. Like, pretty special.
God entered my body like a body, my same size. Wait, okay, but it's
the
God.
Positioning of the
it's like written across. You know, like when someone like gets dumped and then they vandalize someone's car.
Yeah.
It's like that, but from the headlight to the taillight, God entered my body, comma, like a body.
Yeah.
My same size.
Yeah.
You know, was he like, if anyone's wondering, Jesus is the same size as me.
He's about 5'8".
Yeah. He's a you know, 25-inch MC. I don't fucking know how men's clothes work.
I think...
I can't talk.
I think that to do this, this isn't helping the Christian case.
No.
You know what I mean? Christians are already kind of, you know...
You're pushing it.
Yeah. Y'all are pushing it, and you know, it's a thing, but this is making it really hard. Imagine if this was your first exposure to, like, God.
Yeah.
God entered my body like a body.
Imagine driving by this on the highway. But also, what is it with... So I was raised Southern Baptist.
Same.
And so there's always something so strange about like Christian, extreme Christian vehicles, because there's always something written on the side like Jesus will return and the gays will learn. I'm
exactly.
gay. So I feel But like, it's just always like, why did you have to write that?
Yeah.
Also, like the boardwalk, they have the huge signs and you're walking by them. You're like, dude.
Yeah.
Is this really convincing anyone?
He's coming!
Who? I would just rather, like, honestly, if I was, like, looking into church and I was, like, walking down the street and I heard, like, a church with, like, their doors open and you could hear, like, the choir, I'd be like, okay, you know, I'll take a peek in. I'm not gonna go in, like, go to the guy verbally abusing people on the pier right next to the caricatures.
And be like, teach me the truth.
Yeah, like, you're trying to get, like, you know, you and your partner, like, a nice little character on the boardwalk and someone's like, you guys will burn in hell! You're making this hard to enjoy.
You're like, is he right? We should go talk to him. What do you think the other side of this car looks like?
It's probably something, you know, totally normal.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like a mural of Jesus Christ himself. But it's like Jesus Christ Superstar. He was like looking for a reference photo and that's what he pulled up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then everyone on the other side of the car, when they drive by, is like, oh, that's, I like that.
It's just Jonathan Van Ness.
Yes.
It's just like a bumper sticker of Jonathan Van Ness.
It's a Queer Eye ad.
Getting raptured on the latest episode of Queer Eye.
All right, guys. So our last item is truly, truly cursed. It's on the cursed Facebook Marketplace dealer Instagram page. I'm going to describe this to you. Buckle up. It's actually pretty unsettling. If please put on headphones now. You know, we're 50 minutes in and they're like, all right, well, I guess I'm going to... Okay.
This is the moment.
So this is a blue dog smelling ginger boy's ring piece. Now, by ring, they do mean...
Butthole.
And it's an ornament that sold for £50. So it's in England.
That's like $75. Yeah.
So it's a small blue dog. It's like China. And then it's on top of a boy with his pants down.
His ass up in the
butthole
air.
Out. And the dog is smelling the butthole.
And this is a Christmas ornament?
Yeah. It's nothing says, you know, 'tis the season. Like hole.
Like a ring hole.
Why did they... Why? Who bought this for £50?
I bet it was as top comment is Jesus.
I can't see it because I'm not logged into Instagram on my computer. But I just... You know, like, imagine, like, precious collections or whatever at, like, you know...
At your nanny's house?
Yeah, and then she has this behind glass. You're like, is that the dog smelling a butthole? Like,
oh, my God.
Actually, you know what? Think of... That's not... Is this that weird?
Because, like... Yes!
The copper tone logo is, like, a little dog pulling, like, a girl's, like, to show her butt.
This dog is, like... No, this is sinister. Something about this is evil.
Who made this?
I don't... I was about to say the glass blower that made this porcelain ornament... Is in prison.
Yeah, I can only imagine what their star is on top of their tree. It's just a big butthole.
Yeah. Just a big old sphincter.
That's really unsettling. Who made that?
This is actually hilarious. And I would get this for someone like you as a joke. Because I know you'd appreciate it. Unfortunately, it sold.
Yeah, that's the only reason why you didn't buy it. Do you think that I would like this? Like,
I think you'd giggle.
Yeah, but then I'd giggle and I'd be like, I have to destroy this or else I'm going to go to jail.
You wouldn't keep this on your shelf.
No. I wouldn't. Because I imagine if I try to bring like a girl home and I'm like, oh, just, you know, ignore the little glass boy's butthole and the blue dog. It's a bit, you know.
Yeah.
Funnily enough.
They'd get it.
I think she'd be like, I'm going to call an Uber. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. I'll walk.
I think I'm leaving right now.
Yeah, I actually have diarrhea. I need to... Well, again, with the poop.
Yeah, I'll store it in my room. And if you want to show your Tinder dates with the ornament, then we can just do that.
Your room is a nightmare. Yesterday, she got a PR package from Crocs. And it was just like 7 different statues made from Crocs.
Little Croc people.
And she's like, I want to keep the gold one and the one that's like in camo. And I'm like, she's like, the gold one's going in my room. And I was like, the camo one is also going in your room. I don't want a Croc statue.
You're just so jealous of my Croc statues.
I wouldn't say it's jealous. I would just like, again, I'd like to get laid someday.
Yeah. It's a crazy thing. Because Sarah, I feel like you're more mature than me aesthetically. I'm a maximalist.
Yeah.
In every regard. My whole walls are done. I have lights everywhere. It's like a thing. I like to overload my space with all the things that I love. Sarah's very much like, oh, that's tasteful. It's like there's a clear color scheme. Mm-hmm. There's like a neon sign.
I do like, you know, some like fun, like decorative pieces.
Like this one.
But it has to be purposeful. Like I pursued that piece, you know, like, I don't know even what I have. But like the Shrek posters that we have that are tasteful. Like beautifully framed along our like banister. They're really nice. I think that you just see something and you're like, haha. And then I'm going to keep that for the rest of my life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love it. If it's something I love, it's going on my wall or on my body. My tattoos, a conglomeration of everything I love.
So realistically, Facebook Marketplace sellers are looking for you.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
An eccentric buyer.
Yeah, dirt girl who hoards.
Yes. My pile of dirt in the corner of my room.
But I think that's the last of the items.
Yeah, I think we've shown you guys enough.
We haven't shown you anything.
Yeah, we've described enough for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully that was descriptive enough that you did catch a sense of what we're saying. I mean, some of this stuff, when we described it, you probably shouldn't see it ever.
Yeah, don't go seeking this out. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
But I feel like the takeaway from this episode, we should end with a takeaway.
Yes.
You go for it, actually.
Well, I know, no, you go.
If you're going to sell something online, don't do it on Facebook, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
If you have sold something over Facebook, tell us about it.
Yes.
I would like to know. And if you are on Facebook looking to purchase things, don't. Those are my three rules.
Mm-hmm. I would say if you have a lot of things that are crap in your house to sell, have a yard sale. If you don't have a yard, just set it up on the sidewalk. Put it outside like most normal people.
Yep.
Do the LA thing. Wheel out your couch to the side of the road and say,
just leave it.
Yep. Just say free until it's gone.
Yep.
You know, I think Facebook Marketplace, I don't like Facebook in general, but Facebook Marketplace is a nightmare, and I'm not looking to get stabbed anytime soon.
Yeah, be careful out there, you guys.
So I would just say avoid it. Most of you probably have, because you know you don't want to talk to your parents. But I don't want to see my mom's status.
Yeah, it's humiliating. Mm-hmm. Do you ever get embarrassed by your parents?
Yes, but also they're actually not that much on Facebook. They don't believe in like social media. The only time my parents go on social media is to check my Twitter, and it's always, they're so offended.
Do they think that you just live in fairyland?
They think that my job isn't real. Like, I told them, like, I make, like, a pretty steady income from YouTube, and they're like, all right, we put $5 in your birthday card. I'm like, Dad, I'm not lying to you.
Fuck what $5 is gonna do.
What do you think I do out here?
The value menu at McDonald's.
Yeah. All right, but those are our takeaways. Don't go on Facebook Marketplace, host a yard sale, bring a gun, and a friend.
And be safe out there.
Thank you. This has been Violating Community Guidelines. Make sure to rate, review.
Rate, review, 5 stars. Leave your stories, if you want to, in the reviews on the podcast app. And we're going to go through them probably and read some of the good ones next time, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be a fun like bit on our next segment.
Open up, read some of the stories.
Mm-hmm, and what people have sold, include a picture, and then we have to crappily describe it to our audience again.
Awful.
All right, thank you guys so much for listening. It's been wonderful. Yeah.
Tell your friends, share it with your parents. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, for real. And mute your phone when you're recording a podcast. Always remember.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Guys, bye.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.